So diving right into the numbers this week, Urs, we had the manufacturing numbers come out for Japan, China, and the US. We also had non-farm payrolls come out in the US, and we're going to be talking about a little bit of the market. So with the manufacturing, it was interesting to see in Japan a slight contraction for Japan along expectations. Still quite interesting to see their market not seriously struggling, but still in a hard place.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting to see from what time period we're talking about. I think it's the first contraction for 8 months or so. So it was positive in the past. Now it has been worse than expected. And so we will see where this leads to. It certainly gives some more negative view on the economic recovery, which is be spoken about quite frequently overall.
Yeah, especially in Japan, as they're, trying to see that uptick. It's a little bit of a disappointing figure, but a good place to work from.
Yeah, and as we have seen with the inflation rate and with the interest rate environment in Japan, I mean, there is really the hope that they can go further out of the negative area. I mean, they already have moved into the positive area interest-wise, but there is not that much wiggle room between zero and negative to where the interest rate stands now.
Yeah, so looking at China on that line, China came out just slightly ahead of expectations, finally tipped, got into the above 50 range by 0.1 point on the scale. Saw some upticks, which were good, but China still showing not as strong as a growth as maybe was hoped for.
Yes, and it's also there, it is interesting. I mean, the figure came out a couple of days back, and we have seen today in the news that Janet Yellen is in China currently and is sharing her concerns that China is not really picking up in its production and in exporting and supporting the global economy.
Yeah, and it's quite interesting to see Janet Yellen walking into China,
Yeah.
having challenging things to say in the past about China, but then saying, "Oh, hey, you're not pulling your weight." It's kind of a interesting picture to see.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, it's also interesting to see this contrary view when you see, okay, the PMI manufacturing is going up, it's expanding, but on the other side, you have an official political official who definitely will have some important or valuable insights saying, yeah, we are quite concerned.
Yeah, it'll be fascinating to track as the year goes on. I mean, just ending the first quarter, so it's just the start. Maybe it's just a speed bump and they're getting ready to take off. However, that is to be seen. We also had the US SMI purchasing manufacturers,
ISM.
ISM, excuse me, ISM manufacturing purchasers manager management index. That also in the US, I guess, where it gives some credibility to what Janet Yellen says, they beat expectations by quite a lot, actually, and really ticked up from that contraction period. I think it was the first time the US manufacturing expanded in 16 months, something like that, I think. So, interesting to see.
Yeah, and another interesting fact about the Purchasing Manager Index in general is like that it has some kind of correlation to the GDP growth, but also to the inflation. And so talking or thinking about the interest rate and the expectations of the Federal Reserve cutting interest rates within this year, starting in June or whenever we will see, it has some kind of also concerning side effects where you think, okay, if that is actually the truth, are they going to cut rates that as early, or are they going to cut rates 3 times a year? And there we had another interesting speech coming out yesterday from a Fed official from the
Minneapolis
Minneapolis,
branch, yeah.
who said how things look at the moment and how sticky inflation is or seems to be, there might be not even one cut this year. And this is coming a long way when you think, I mean, at the beginning of the year, how many cuts were
Five.
expected?
they were saying five last year that we'll cut it five times, and then beginning of the year they changed and said, oh no, maybe three.
Yeah.
And then as they continued to push that, you know, their markets were expecting at least one cut in the first quarter. We had zero. And now we're pushing it back to maybe one cut in the second quarter.
Yeah.
It is very interesting to see, especially those signals coming from that Fed head of the Minneapolis branch. It'll be interesting. I mean, at the end, he's just one head and they have to make that decision together. But yeah, it is, it's interesting. So we also have the non-farm payroll numbers that came out that were quite a bit higher than expected.
Yeah, exactly into the same direction. I mean, the expectations were somewhere around 212,000, something like that. It has been above 300,000. Also at the same side, we are on the same side, we have the unemployment rate, which actually lowered from 3.9 to 3.8%. And there is so much support, like from these figures coming for the Fed to not cut rates. But then on the other side, I mean, if I talk to clients, I mean, everyone tells me, yeah, this 2.9%, 3% inflation, that's by no means that true. And so we're having like this dispersion between these different figures where it is really dangerous at the moment to make any specific forecast or to think you can do or can make any specific forecast because you just can't.
Yeah, and I think that's always a concerning piece of when you see a lot of these numbers, but when you're talking with people on the ground or boots on the ground and they have a different feeling, you know, it is a challenging situation. Now, there's a lot that goes into play there that we don't have to jump into in terms of what types of media you're feeding and listening to or what you're observing. But, you know, it is interesting to see where that will be if these numbers really continue to hold up, if we see revisions looking backwards that really drop these numbers, you know, that will be quite a significant picture to look at and painting and understanding this time. And as you said, we can't really make accurate predictions of the future.
Yeah. And I mean, it is clear that sooner or later there will be rate cuts, but I would not feel comfortable saying, oh, in June we will see the first rate cut and then in December the second or whatever, because you just don't know.
Yeah.
And what is also interesting when it comes to all these supporting figures from the economic side is also the markets, how they have developed during the first quarter. And there has been some interesting facts that came to light, for example, that the S&P achieved a double-digit increase for two quarters in a row, and the last time that happened was 12 years ago.
Yeah.
We have seen the S&P 500 trading in an overbought area for more than 50 days during the first quarter. I mean, that's the longest period since April 1998. Mm-hmm. And so we having the development of the markets already taking into consideration all these strong figures. But we are now also seeing how nervous markets get, especially with the statement we just mentioned from the Fed official. Yesterday, markets started positive, and as soon as it came out, they turned around and like closed 1.5, 1.6% lower than they started.
Yeah, and it shows just that correction where there's a lot of that desire to be in the markets and a lot of the hope for investors to make good returns because markets can seem to have no ceiling.
Yeah.
But at the same point, like, do we see a bubble? Do we see something coming and will there be correction? You know, there's doomsayers spouting out crazy numbers of where the market needs to correct. And there's also euphoric investors saying it's going to go through the roof and there's no stopping it. So, it's again, even to the markets coming back to the economy and the interest rate decisions, it's really tough to say where it's going to go.
Yeah.
And we've mentioned many times where these kind of cracks exist in the system. And we see that in the markets as well. When you dive in a little bit deeper, not all companies are having magnificent years like the Magnificent Seven.
Yeah, not even Tesla.
Correct. Magnificent Six.
Yeah. So, yeah, but that's very interesting. And it will stay interesting also for next week when we will see the newest inflation figures from the US, which will be or have quite an impact, I guess. And then we have the ECB for a new interest rate decision. And as it seems like they will even start lowering interest rates before the Fed does.
Yeah, cool. Looking forward to it.
Perfect.